Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Heatley and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking weather first, partly cloudy with a shower or two, reaching 29 degrees across the region. Making news today, Friday, May 20. Teen charged over setting a house on fire while a woman was inside. Cuts to aviation firefighters put regional communities at risk. And it's National Walk Safely to School Day. Let's get into it. An 18-year-old Wildjeroo woman has been arrested and charged after allegedly setting fire to a Douglas home while the owner was still inside. Police allege she deliberately lit a fire inside one of the bedrooms on Monday night, just after 5 p.m. QFES controlling the blaze, which did not spread through the house. She fled the scene but was tracked down by police a short time later. Charged with one count of endangering property by fire, the teen is expected to face court on June 15. The United Firefighters Union are calling on all federal election candidates as job cuts have put regional communities at risk. Almost 100 aviation firefighters were stood down during COVID. Now that the demand for the airline service have returned, there aren't enough fireys. Regional airports have been hit particularly hard. This a major risk to public safety.
Gladstone, Proserpine, Coolangatta and the Sunshine Coast have been severely affected with a large number of flights from regional airports not receiving sufficient aviation firefighting protection.
Aviation Branch Secretary Wes Garrett there. The unemployment rate in the Sunshine State rose last month to 4.5%. It's higher than the national average of 3.9%. But Professor and Chief Economist at the University of Sydney, Tim Harcourt, says that's to be expected.
Because with tourism, it really took a huge jolt during COVID and the borders just starting to open up, which really impacts Queensland. And then there's international education and the overall state of the economy. So it jumps around each month, but overall, the state of the labour market in Australia is pretty good.
And kids across the region are putting their best foot forward this morning, taking part in National Walk Safely to School Day. The annual event aims to raise awareness of the health, road safety and environmental benefits the regular walking can provide. It comes as figures reveal 1 in 4 children are overweight or obese. CEO of the Pedestrian Council, Harold Scrooby, is urging us to leave the car and take a step towards better health.
We understand many parents and carers have to drive, but that doesn't mean you have to drive right up to the school gate and chauffeur your children everywhere. Walking is by far the best exercise for all Australians, particularly young children.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The Blackhawks will make a trip down south this weekend to take on the Ipswich Jets in the Host Plus Cup. Coach Aaron Payne says despite their position on the ladder, the Jets will prove tough competition. And for the first time ever, Townsville will host Darwin's NBL 1 North teams, as the team also leaves the top end for the first time. The Salties have announced Nathan Jawai as a new signing, and he'll be debuting for the club tonight. The two sides have already met this season, with our boys winning in a competitive game. It all kicks off tonight at 8:30, after the women's game at 6:30. And that's all for this edition of Townsville Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.